Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast, Season 4, Episode 8, Part 2 of The Honeymooners Go to Cancun. Last time on the Nieces Nugs Podcast, we talked with Max and Maura and walked through their experience not only getting to Cancun, but now it is time to talk about their stay at the Excellence Riviera Cancun and walk through their honeymoon and then getting back to the States. Friends, last time we left, they had just gotten to the Hilton Garden Inn where they laid to sleep that night. But now let's pick up them waking up in Cancun and about to head to the resort. Thanks for listening. Friends, Maxwell, Jeffrey, Santa, running through the Atlanta airport, the airport he got lost in with not just himself, but with two rollerboards. What are we doing? Friends, I wish I would have been there watching this video. But as you can tell, they didn't check bag. Right now, the word on the street is that if you check a bag in Cancun, you're waiting at least an hour to an hour and a half for check bags to come through, depending on how busy they are or time of day. You do not want to get to paradise and be waiting on a bag in the freezing cold area, because it is cold because the AC works really well in the baggage claim hall. So you get off the plane, you walk down the stairs, you go through immigration, right, where they check your passport, super easy process, where you stay in, and basic answer questions. Then from that point, you walk out. The baggage hall is right there, carousels. You don't have to do anything. You walk right past that. There might have been a couple people asking about customs. You just kind of keep your head down and don't make it look like you're suspicious or anything, and you walked right by those people. Glass doors open up, and then you go into what I call the shark tank in the middle of the day. There's people yelling at you everywhere, trying to get you to get their products and all this stuff. And then from there, you walked outside, took an immediate left, walked down this alleyway, which then takes you to basically to departures, where everyone's coming to get on to go to check in. And then you kind of follow around. 5 minutes, you're at the hotel. You guys went to dinner. Did they ask for your passport at the hotel? Yeah, so that's one thing, you guys. If you travel to Mexico, and other in Europe, they did this as well when we were there. They have to keep track of who's staying with them. So both at Excellence and at the Hilton Garden, they probably took photocopies of the passport just to make sure that they could, if something authorities came, they could say who was actually staying at the hotel. So that's why they asked for that. You'll get it back. You guys felt comfortable enough to go down and have dinner, and then you swam and got some sleep after an exciting night. Tomorrow morning, we'll wake up and we'll explore Excellence Riviera Cancun from a honeymooner's perspective. So we have woken up in Cancun at the Hilton Garden Inn. Transfer was coming 7:30 or 8, somewhere around there, 7:30, I think. So they got up and checked out, gave you a fresh cup of coffee. When you walk out the glass doors at the entrance to Hilton Garden Inn, how did you know your transfer was there, and what kind of vehicle was it? Tell me about the transfer from Hilton Garden Inn to the Excellence Riviera Cancun.
I don't remember what type of car it was. Max can probably tell you that. But a black Suburban was waiting outside for us. But when we checked out, they knew that our last name was Santa, and they said, oh, Santa, your vehicle's outside. So they had our name on it and everything. And I don't remember his name, but there was a nice guy. He took our bags, put them in the trunk, drove us there. It was about it felt like 20 minutes. Like, it did not feel that long. And he was really kind. We talked to him a lot. And he dropped us off right at the front. And when we got there, they took our carry-ons, but we kept our we showed up in our bathing suits and cover-ups so we could go right into the resort, because our room was not ready yet. And we had I had my beach bag, and Max had his little backpack with just a couple like important things that we didn't want them taking away. But they took our bags right from us, checked us in at the desk, and we were able to be on the property at like probably like 8:30.
Yeah, so one of the great things about booking an all-inclusive specifically with Excellence, 3 days or more, and if you do it with a travel agent, they can set this up for you. You get a free transfer, and it's a nice private transfer. So they had a black Suburban. It feels like you're in luxury, to be honest with you. I remember going to Cancun on my honeymoon. I had no idea what this was about. And so Amanda and I got put into a 15-passenger van with a bunch of other smelly people. And it was miserable, as it took us almost an hour and a half to get to our resort, because we were the last stop at the thing. So we went to four different resorts, three different resorts before we got to ours, which is the fourth resort, as waiting. I was like, I'm not doing this again. And then that's when we got introduced to the private transfers. And we will never do anything else because it's literally you and the driver. So that, it's like an Uber, but it's better. And so they take you to the property. It's less than 20 minutes, especially without traffic, to the resort. Go down this long road that has some mangroves, trees on either side. You come to the property. There's a gate, right? So there's security there, making sure not just any person, people are getting in. They check your name. The driver gives them your name. They take you up to the front, open the door, and they greet you with welcome home. Yeah. They say welcome home, and they give you a little cold towel or something. You were super early, so they might not have done that. Typically, they give you a glass of champagne right out of the way because they're like, oh, welcome home. But you guys showed up. You surprised them for breakfast. And so, listen, you're allowed to go whenever you want to because flights come in at early as well. And so the key, though, is like exactly what they said. They were dressed, ready to enjoy the resort for the day, knowing that their room wasn't going to be ready. So in this case, they put everything they don't need in these other bags. You probably kept a book bag full of your security things you need. And then once you check in, you're allowed to go and do everything for the resort. And so you guys are Excellence Club. So when you go into the front entryway, they kind of lead you around the corner to the Excellence Club Lounge, which is over there. So you have some private check-in. Nice lounge. That's one of the updates that they have done since they reopened or since they remodeled. The whole place smells really good. Smells really good. The whole place does. So you check in, and then did you guys have breakfast right away, or what did y'all do?
Yeah. So when we checked in, I guess this is another key part of it, but when we checked in, we told them that we were on our honeymoon, and we had to give them a copy of our marriage license to just verify it, and they gave us a few extra upgrades, which was a 40-minute couples massage. That was really nice, and then we also got a private beach dinner date with a private saxophone player. And so that was also really nice. And we got to book each of those while we were sitting there with the lady. And then after that, we went out and got breakfast and got ready for the day.
All right. And then we're going to talk through the resort in just a second. What time was your room ready that day? And how did you guys find out your room was ready since you guys were enjoying the resort? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. She told us our room would be ready around 2, I believe, and so we just kind of enjoyed the resort and then came back around 2 back to the Excellence Club and asked there, and it took about 10 minutes, and she said, your room's ready, and then somebody came back and got us, and we met the guy downstairs and had our luggage, and he took us straight to our room.
Yeah, so even if your room's not ready, you can enjoy the resort. You can go to the restaurants, and at the restaurants, they ask for your name, and they look up your name and your room number. They ask for your room number. And they match things. But like if you're just checking in or you're checking out, if your room name's not on there, you just tell them, hey, we just checked in. We don't have a room yet. And they'll seat you, which also comes in handy if you're not at the correct resort and you just go visit another resort. But that's another episode. And so it's important to know that you can enjoy everything. So you can go to lunch. You can go to breakfast. You can go to dinner after you check out. There's different things like that. So, okay, so you got your room. Let's talk about your initial thoughts about the room, and then as the 3 nights went on, like, what is your overall take about you guys got an Excellence Club Junior Suite Ocean View room, which means you were kind of in the area of the resort, which was just Excellence Club. You had your own pool, kind of pools over there, and then you had a view of the ocean. Tell me your just general observations of the room. What did you like? What did you not like? Like, was it a nice room? What would you compare it to?
The room was really nice, but I think it was the fact that they knew we were on our honeymoon is what made it really cool. Because, like, as we went into our room, like, on the door, it said, like, it's our honeymoon, and they decorated it really nice for us. It had 2 full-size beds, because I think something got changed, like, last minute. Yeah, it was interesting. 2 queen beds, instead of the 1 king. Yeah, I don't know if I told you that yet. But it was still fine. I mean, we used one of the beds to have, like, all our stuff on top of it, like, that we wanted to, like our clothes layout and stuff. So that was fine. But anyway, we'll talk about that. What's wrong? Okay, but it was really nice because we had a tub inside of our room, like a walk-in shower, a toilet, like, and the bathtub in the room. But then also we had a balcony where you could see, like, the ocean, and we were right on the pool on the second floor. So away from all the noise, we still like had a really nice view. But on the balcony, we also had like a hot tub, a couch, and I think a little table. But it was really nice. They decorated it nicely. We had a mini fridge, stocked with everything like that we wanted, and they would restock it every single day. And yeah, it was really, really nice.
So, prior to this, I guess why the room had two queen beds in it was because we had the option to get a king bed, but it would be in a different location. Or we could get, it would have two queen beds and we would be in a location that had a better view. And so we chose the one with a better view. And to be honest with you, I didn't really care that much, like a queen or king, like it really didn't matter.
Friends, I literally just found this out with you as we're listening to this episode. I had no idea. We booked a king suite. I would hope so. It's just your honeymoon. There are couples I know that don't. I'm sure that you didn't need a king size bed. You probably could have done just fine with a twin bed. But all that to say is that might be why they also gave you the free honeymoon upgrade, because they knew that your room wasn't the room it was supposed to be. But that's okay. Friends, if that happens to you in the future, which it happened to us, if you remember back to Excellence Oyster Bay, Excellence El Carmen, they did not give us the correct room category. They were required to adjust that for us. But they were on their honeymoon. They didn't care. Room was great. The rooms are nice. A couple things I would say about the rooms, and they found this out. They got a dehumidifier for free. It can get quite humid there, so it's just some things to keep in mind that somebody brought a dehumidifier for them. The rooms can get slick because it's marble, and when a marble gets wet, it gets slick, so you need to be careful with that. But otherwise, it is a very nice suite, very nice room, and things like that.
I will say they air conditioned the room like really, really well. I don't think we would have needed the dehumidifier if we didn't. There was one night that we were on the balcony waiting for room service and we left the door open for like a while. So that's why the room got humid. So I wouldn't blame Excellence on that. They did a really good job.
Yeah, and these rooms typically, just so you know, when you leave the door open, the air conditioner cuts off. So if you want the air conditioner to run while you're outside, you just need to pull the door closed. But it's all in all great, great rooms, things like that. So let's talk about the resort. Tell just general like feedback. I've talked about this resort before, but what are things that you as a first time visitor thought, man, this was amazing. You can talk about restaurants, talk about all this. Tell the people what they need to know. Hey, if they're showing up at Excellence Riviera Cancun, these are things that were really nice, restaurants that were good, food we had, any of those things.
Man, I was not expecting the food to be as good as it was. Like, I thought it would be good, but I didn't think it would be, like, as good as it was. Like, it was fantastic. I think the best dinner I ever had and the best service I've ever had at a restaurant was Magna on the first night that we were there. I got a 45-ounce tomahawk steak, and our server was Wilbrix, and he was amazing. He came back several times to ask us what we needed, if we were doing good. He took pictures for us, and he didn't just take pictures for us. He took pictures for us in portrait mode. So he even had the settings down on the camera to get quality pictures for us. So I really appreciated that. And I don't know if he's the one that made, Moore thinks the servers made the lattes, but the latte that he made that night was quite different than any other latte I got at the same restaurant for breakfast the other 2 days that we were there. So all in all, I would say like that restaurant, the Magna restaurant was my favorite. And then Basmati was probably my second favorite, which was the Indian food that we had on the last night that we were there. But I think the service was the best thing for the food was amazing, but I've never had service quite like that before. I mean, they really do pamper you, and it's amazing. So I think it's something that everybody needs to experience.
I think one of the things I would want people to know is it's like worth it to be in the Excellence Club at that resort, because like Magna, the restaurant we're talking about, that was only for Excellence Club members. Like Max and I were the youngest people in there, and it was kind of funny, but it was like we were treated really, really well. Not that we weren't at the other restaurants, but it was just like a lot fancier if you wanted something like that. So I guess it depends on the person. But also if you do Excellence Club, you have a special area of the beach and a special area of the pool that I believe is the only area that you get poolside service. So you can order whatever type of food you want from their menu and whatever drinks that you want all day long. And the service, if you're in Excellence Club over there, is like quick. They don't leave you alone. Again, like they want you to always have a drink in your hand and always have food if you're hungry. And those pools especially, I would say, like, is where we spent most of our time. There was hammocks in the pool that you could, like, lounge on. And it was more, like, quiet and relaxing if you wanted that type of vibe. So I think that if that's what you're looking for, you should do Excellence Club, because the other pools were more, like, party scene. They have, like, louder music playing. And since it was our honeymoon, I was happy that we did that. And we honestly didn't even touch the ocean once. I guess we saw a little bit of seaweed, and we walked on the shoreline back after our dinner on the beach, but we didn't even go in the ocean because the pool was so nice. So I don't think the seaweed really was a negative thing.
Yeah, and it just depends. You guys live at the beach too. So for people who see the beach and the ocean all the time, it's not necessarily what draws you there, for even for your honeymoon, things like that. And so I love that resort too, for a variety of reasons. Basmati, excellent Indian food. Magna's open for dinner and for breakfast, both off a menu. There is a breakfast, a buffet place that's like the World Market or Market Cafe or something like that. And then there's some lunch spots. You can order by the pool, or you can go sit down different places.
I will say, bring your phone with you, because you have to use your phone for the app, and you have to use the app to get the menus for all the different restaurants that you're going to order from. So if you don't have that, it's kind of a more annoying process where they have to bring out this tablet to you and all that, and you just look like an old person. So just bring your phone with you just for that reason.
Sounds like an excuse to talk to people who aren't there with you. So this was a change they made during COVID. It used to be just all paper menus, and you used to leave your phone in the safe all day long, which was absolutely amazing to detox, to get offline. But they have made this now where the menus are on the apps and things like that. However, you can always request a physical copy of the menu. They have them at every restaurant. And so if you don't want to take your phone, you don't have to. And if you're accused of being old, at least you have money to be there because you're old enough. So I wouldn't worry about it. So if you don't want to take your phone out of, like, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. One of the hacks we do, specifically my wife does, is she'll screenshot, circle what she wants. So that way she doesn't have to continually be on the phone. When we do go to restaurants, she knows exactly what she's going to order because she's kind of prepped it while either I'm getting ready or we're relaxing before we go to dinner. So that's one of the options as well. You guys did a massage, the spa. I don't know if you guys did the hydrotherapy that came with your thing as well. So talk a little bit about the spa treatment you had and just that general area. You guys found a hot tub over there that's kind of hidden. And so let's talk about that little quad, the little lazy river, if you will, where the spa is.
The lazy river was really nice one of the days, because I think we were just out. I think it might have been the last day that we had already checked out of our room, and we were like, it was really hot because we were outside most of the day. So the lazy river was nice because there's some shaded areas that we found that we could just, like, sit in. And there's a bar right there that they did do poolside service, maybe. So that was nice. But we were just walking one morning. This was after we went to the spa, and we found this little area. It was like a hot tub, but the water wasn't that hot. It was just, like, the regular pool temperature, but they had jets and everything. And that had poolside service, and that wasn't even in Excellence Club. And Max and I were there for, like, hours one of the days, and no one else even walked by. Like, it was totally private and super, super nice. And that's right behind the big white circle building, which is the spa. So I guess a lot of people don't walk back there. But when we went to the spa, it was really nice. We had a 40-minute couples massage, and it was Max and I and the two masseuses, and it was really nice. I mean, I don't know, we went in and we signed, like, our information down, and they gave us some nice cucumber water, and they had some music playing. It was really, really relaxing after, like, being out in the hot sun all day. It was really nice.
Nice. And let's talk about a couple activities you did. So talk to us a little bit about dinner on the beach, right? So what was that like with your private saxophone player, and what did they serve you, things like that? And then also you guys did the bike tour to Puerto Morelos. And so let's talk to us a little bit about, did you feel safe on the tour? How strenuous was the ride? How long was the ride? What did you do when you got to town? Things like that. Talk to us a little bit about those two activities.
So I'll talk about the bike tour. So we did it in probably the hottest part of the day. And so it was really like a private bike tour, but that was the reason being because it was so hot at that time. But it was fun nonetheless. It didn't take too long. It probably took, I don't know, 15 minutes to get there or something. We had two tours with us, somebody in the front and the back. So it was four of us in total. Once we got there, we only had like 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes or something like that to walk around the town, which I wish we had a little bit more time, but we found a little shop to try to find some stuff for our family. And I got to negotiate with one of the guys there and bring him down because he was trying to overprice some Americans on some goods. So I had some fun doing that. We got some fun little trinkets for family members and brought some stuff back. And then we made our way back with the two tour guys, which were, I will say, they were very talkative, and we got to learn a little bit about what life is like in Cancun from them because they're both from the area, and that was an enjoyable experience.
So when we checked in, because we told them it was our honeymoon, was the reason that we got this, so I would emphasize that because, I mean, if David hadn't told us to say that, we would have not gotten the massage or the romantic dinner on the beach. And that Max was saying Magna was his favorite dinner, but I think my favorite dinner was the one on the beach because it was literally like the movies. Like, you walk on, and it's that tent that you'll picture in all, like, the romantic beach dinners. And it was really nice. We actually – there was another couple – like also having the private dinner on the beach, so like they were far enough away from us, but we sat down, he gave us our drinks, and it was like we had appetizers, salad, filet mignon, what else do we have, soups, the soup was really good, and like five different desserts they just brought out and decorated the plates with happy honeymoon. And we were there for like maybe like 2 hours. It was really, really nice because the sun was setting while we were out there, and we were right on the sand, and this guy came out and he said, I'm gonna be your entertainment for tonight. And we were like, what in the world, this is crazy. And he just played the saxophone the whole time we were out there. And this was really cool too. We were able to just our server was really nice. Miguel was our waiter, I think, and he took a nice picture of us too. But once we left, we were able to just walk right back on the beach because our hotel room was like on the shoreline. And once we got back, while we were at dinner, the room service came and like cleaned our entire room and like decorated it so crazy. And it was so cool because they just made it like really like romantic and nice experience. So that was my favorite part of the whole trip.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, a little turned down service with rose petals and, you know, lights turned down. They take care of you. They take care of you. Okay, so sad part is you can't stay there. You got to go home, right? And so you can talk a little bit about the length of time and all this, which I would like for you to do in just a second. But as we check out, how do you spend that last day? Did you have any problems staying on the property to go to dinner? What was it like going to dinner and then also your transfer back? And then talk to me a little bit about like your feelings about your length of time on the resort. Could you have gone longer? Was it the right amount of time? Things like that.
I'll take the first part of the question. So basically what we did to check out was I went and talked to the Excellence Club, the same person that we checked in with, and just said, hey, I don't think this will be an issue, but, and I kind of led with that, like, as I was already assuming that she would be okay with it. I said, I don't think it would be an issue, but is there any way we can leave our bags and we can check out and stay on the property until our pickup comes later at night? And she's like, yeah, no problem. We'll have somebody come check you out. And they gave us a time. I think it was like 12. We just left our bags packed in the room on the bed. So they actually came to our room, grabbed it for us. We didn't have to be there for them to pick those bags up or anything. They did it, and we were just out at the pool doing whatever. But we had already packed a few other, outfits or whatever for the night. That way we could change into it since we wouldn't have our bags because they had taken it because we checked out. And so we were on the property all day, just hanging out by the pool, enjoying all that Excellence Resorts had for the day and not having to worry about paying that extra money at night. And that was really nice. And then towards the end of that day, we went and changed and got ready for the night and went to Indian at night and ate that. So, and then after that was over, we hung out for a little bit more and waited for our ride, and they brought out our luggage and we were ready to go and rock and roll. So there's no hiccups there, and everything was a smooth process as far as that goes.
And I think that the time we were there for like our honeymoon, I think it was a good amount of time. I think that if it was more of like a vacation, like from home, I would want maybe a couple more days. But I mean, I was satisfied for our honeymoon because I mean, there was a little bit of excitement wanting to come back and debrief our wedding with our friends and stuff like that. So, I mean, not that we wanted to leave, but when we left, we were like, it's okay. Like, we're just going back. So it was good.
All right. So check out. No issues at all. Unfortunately, when you get in that Suburban to head back to the Hilton Garden Inn, you leave behind lattes and pastries and coffee and ice cream in the rearview mirror. And suddenly you're going to have to start paying for all that again. And so you get back to Hilton Garden Inn. No issues checking back into your hotel. You stay the night there. You wake up the next morning. You simply walk across the street. You're at the departure gate. And a pretty simple process, going through security, getting in there, waiting on your flight home. And so before we get back to the Atlanta part of it, as far as going through customs, yes, excellence. Would you go back? Would you recommend it to others? Is it a good place for honeymooners? What is your overall recommendation for Excellence Riviera Cancun?
I'm ready to go back for our one-year anniversary, so I'm ready to book it again. I think the way that we did it was perfect. I don't think you need to – I mean, I could have stayed a little bit longer, but I had no problem staying by the airport on that first night and then the last night that we were there, and I thought it was a perfect amount of time, and it was amazing. So book it again.
I agree, and I think it's perfect for honeymooners because – I mean, especially if you're younger and you've never really, like, traveled, like, out of the country that much. Like, my sister went to Puerto Rico, but they stayed in an Airbnb, and they had a good time, but they had to, like, go to a grocery store. They had to do all these things. So I think it was just really nice because we didn't have to worry about anything else. And after the stress of a wedding, like, it was just perfect to, like, unwind.
Especially if you want to order room service right after you just had a 45-ounce tomahawk steak. I mean, I was ordering pizza, wings, all that stuff. So free room service is also another plus.
Yeah, remember, with all-inclusive, you can go to multiple restaurants, multiple entrees, multiple appetizers, multiple desserts, multiple everything every single night, and then come back and do room service and have it done all over again. Fantastic. All right, so we get on the plane. There's no issues with Delta getting on the plane, which is fantastic. We land in Atlanta, all right, and for the first time, for more, not for you, you get to take advantage of Global Entry. Global Entry allows you to skip the line, if you will, because you've already been vetted and things like that. So you come into the customs hall, Mora specifically. We did your Global Entry form about a month before this, maybe a little month and a half before this. You filled out a line. You got conditionally approved. But one of the hardest things with Global Entry is setting up an interview in order for you to be finalized. You were able to set up your interview as you flew back in from Greece. So Charlotte has Global Entry approval on arrival. So when you got into the customs hall in Charlotte, probably about 3 weeks before this, you simply told them, hey, I need to do my interview. They did your interview, and then you got approved just instantaneous. So this was your first time taking care of it. Max, you got Global Entry when Myrtle Beach had interviews here for like a one-week period right before we went last summer. All right, so Maura, tell me about immigration, customs in U.S. with Global Entry. How easy was it? And how easy was it not having to recheck your bag going back through the Atlanta airport to catch your next flight?
I mean, we literally just got off the plane and walked to our next destination. We really didn't have to talk to anybody. When we walked through and got to the Global Entry counter, you look into a screen and it detects your face, and then your name pops up, and you're allowed to keep going. So we didn't have to wait in a customs line. We didn't have to wait in a baggage claim line. They thought, I guess maybe because we're, like, 21 years old, they were like, where are y'all going? Y'all have bags? And we were like, nope, we don't have any bags. We're going. So we just walked right by them and got to our next flight really, really quickly, maybe, like, 10 minutes. So
Global Entry, and I've said this multiple times, it is worth the price you pay. However, there are so many credit cards that offer Global Entry credits back. In fact, I used one for Maura, so Maura didn't even have to pay for her Global Entry. It was completely free. And those credit cards, different ones, allow you to do it once every 4 or 5 years because you can renew starting in your fifth year. Once that four-year anniversary mark hits, you can then renew for a year after, or starting for your 5 years after that. So they make it back to Myrtle Beach, no issues whatsoever. They get picked up, and the honeymoon is officially over. They go back, and we're going to spare any other details about what happened chaotically with their lives at that point. So great, great, great trip. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to unpack. They gave you just a very, very surface level details of excellence, but they obviously expressed some of the things that they love about the property. And listen, friends, they had the best travel agent planning the trip for them, unlike some of their other friends who decided to go with other people, not to mention names. But, yeah, so listen, Nieces Nugs knows what's going on, planning trips for people. Would you recommend your travel agent to other people going forward?
It had 24/7 service, it felt like. So it was a great experience, and I would recommend David Nieces to anybody.
Fantastic. All right. Sounds great. If not, don't worry. I don't need another job. But I'm glad they were able to go. Listen, friends, you can go. If Maxwell Jeffrey Santa can get to Cancun and back with all of these things happening and not miss a single beat, you too can do this. And they all this was under their budget, and they were able to have an amazing honeymoon. So you too need to plan, figure out what's your next trip, travel the world, enjoy some vacation, enjoy some time away with your loved ones, because you'll never get it back. Friends, thanks for listening to this multi-part episode of the Nieces Nugs podcast as we explore what a fresh married couple looks like on their honeymoon. Talk to you next time.